We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce with President and CEO Jason Smith and Director of Membership Sharla Meisenheimer. We're going to continue our conversation about events here, but first we have a caller with a question or a comment. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Thank you for having the program. Here it is, another month. I was wanting to talk to you about the rustic Flint Hills experience out at I-70 and 177 and that property you've got leased out there. You know, of course, we've talked about with the circus tent up there and all the event to present out there with the drink machine and the canned soda machine and the sandwich machine or your country music porta potties. You don't need water. And if we get Westar or Energy or whatever they call themselves today out there with the electric vehicle charging device, then with there's another one for the Teslas. It's a different fitting, a different type of charger for the Tesla equipment. They will put the location of that Tesla charging equipment on the information screen in every Tesla car and truck in America as a focus point, and the time that they spend charging the vehicle there, they can be looking at the Flint Hills experience, looking for a nice place to stay in Manhattan, a nice place to eat in Manhattan. And you talk about disposable income of those people that own those Tesla vehicles, the money in their pocket that they can share, so that next year when you have your celebration of Manhattan businesses, there might still be five instead of four or three. It's just something for you to think about. Thank you.
All right, Jason, I know we're gonna get to this conversation here a little bit later, but I guess we'll talk about it now here, huh?
Yeah. So that's an interesting idea on the Tesla stations. We'll certainly look into that because I know I've visited with several people in Manhattan who are working on that as well. So we hadn't thought about it as a standalone. So we can do that. I know in the past we've discussed signage and that seemed like a good idea too. And so we contacted our local sign companies for those, what kind of opportunities we might have there. And upon some further examination, we're instructed that the Kansas Department of Transportation's distance requirements of signage, new signage from the interstate, wouldn't allow us to do that on that site. So we're going to see about contacting maybe the adjacent owners and see if there's opportunity there. But we'll certainly look into that as we're obviously looking into a number of different opportunities there. You know, the challenge, as always, is that was secured with the idea of building some type of Flint Hills visitor center and two things that have occurred since then, or not necessarily since then, but two things that create challenges is, number one, we built a Flint Hills Discovery Center here. So trying to replicate that on the interstate is not extremely popular among local leadership. And then the second thing is that, as I think we've mentioned before, that exit is actually in Geary County. And so working with the county agency to get people to exit at Manhattan as opposed to later in Junction City does not gain a lot of traction when we try to engage Geary County officials on that either. So we are still looking at all our possibilities, but at least for, because I thought the billboard was a great idea, and if we could get a billboard or some signage up, that would be awesome. But apparently Department of Transportation rules forbid that. So we're going to work on to see if we can get a variance or if there's any opportunities to get a waiver on that. But we'll continue to look. And I think charging stations is an opportunity we should look into as well.
All right. Thank you for the call. Getting back to some events here, Sharla, I know we got a couple more yet to get to, and then one of them is the retreat.
Yes. So retreat. Leaders Retreat has always been held in January, and it will be so this year as well. It'll be January 14th and 15th, which is a different pattern. It'll be a Thursday, Friday, but it will be held here in Manhattan. So again, mark your calendars, January 14th and 15th for the Leaders Retreat here in Manhattan. We're beginning at 9 o'clock, which is a little different for us. Typically, we start at noon, but we're gonna go 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, go through the day. And then on Friday, our goal will be to be completed at noon, but we are still working very feverishly on that agenda and those topics. So I would watch for additional information that will come out on that as we begin to firm those speakers up and conversations that we'll be having during that time frame. So that's really big for us, though, to have it here in Manhattan, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. And then you're also taking applications, as I understand, for Leadership Manhattan right now.
Yes. Class of 2021 applications are open. You can find them on our website, or feel free to send me an email at charlotte@manhattan.org. I'll make sure that you get one. But again, you can find it on our website, manhattan.org. And it's a submittable form online that this year's application. One good thing with technology, that's been a little easier. So you submit your application. They're due by 5 o'clock on October the 26th. The process is a two-step process for a selection of a class. There are some questions that are on the application, and those questions and your answers will be passed on to our selection committee. It is a blind selection committee from the viewpoint of they don't know who wrote those answers. They just see the question and the answers, and those are scored from there. We a minimum of 80% of the applications, could be 100%, but a minimum of 80% are selected to move to step two, and that's an in-person interview. This is only the third year that we've done that as part of the program. And those interviews will be happening in the week of November the 16th. And then the class will be selected at that point. Dave, I know that you are an alumni of that program as well. There are 7 sessions. They kick off in January, and graduation will be in April. So we're looking forward to that. Again, as with every program that we do, we always want to make sure that we are adhering to the CDC, county, and state guidelines as we move through that. And we know and are always wanting to be very cognitive that those in-person sessions may need to move virtually. We also know that we need to be cognitive of our attendees, our classmates, right? It's very possible one of them could be selected and then exposed at some point during the sessions. And we want to make sure that they still have a good experience moving through Leadership Manhattan. And so we're constantly, as we review the curriculum and how those sessions lay out, that we are always very cognitive of the safety and security of the presenters, of our staff, and of course the class. So I think that's really important for a lot of our businesses to know that we take that priority one. So, yep.
All right. Well, that'll be something for a lot of folks to look forward to, a great opportunity. And
Brandon, I might mention too, and this is something that, again, when you're the new guy, you get to hear a lot of things that people have talked about for a number of years. There have been people who have wished that we would move the Regional Leaders Retreat back to Manhattan. We did it this year primarily because we want to try to use as many of our local businesses during this crisis as possible. And so we made that decision a few months ago, and because we know our hotel industry and our restaurants and our meeting venues have all suffered, and so we want to be part of a solution to help that. What we would really like to see is for the people who have wished that this event would be held in Manhattan to participate. And so so that would be, I guess, my request to those of you that are listening who have called me or talked to me or sent me emails and wondered why the Leaders Retreat wasn't in Manhattan and that they wished it was in Manhattan, is that it's in Manhattan this year. And if we get strong participation, then we might see that continue to be here. And so hopefully that is something that people can fit into their schedule. And as Charlotte mentioned on the leadership, and same thing here, we're gonna do everything to comply with all the CDC, county, local requirements for safety and whatever those are at that moment. And so try to get that on your calendar. It's a reasonably priced event, and we hope to see a lot of really good conversation on Manhattan issues as well as regional issues as part of that process.
Okay, very good. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with the Chamber after this on News Radio KMAN.